This is Health First with Dave Fuller, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back. We're talking with Rosemary Pierce, one of Canada's leading holistic pharmacists. Rosemary, one of the other issues that seems to happen in winter is dry skin and, dry hair and nails. You know, are there drugs for this that people use, or is it just nutrition that can really make a difference?
Are you talking about drugs, pharmaceutical drugs?
Yep, pharmaceutical drugs, yeah.
Yeah, generally when people come in with dry or cracked skin or any type of skin that needs to be healed, they would usually go toward a over-the-counter cortisone cream. Mm. Because hydrocortisone, which is available in 0.5 and 1%, is now doesn't need a prescription. And so that's where people often point. But it again is only a Band-Aid.
Are there some side effects with cortisone as well? Cortisone cream.
If you put it on too thickly, too often, it gets absorbed.
Yeah.
And it'll affect your general balance of your own internal cortisone.
Yeah.
Or the cortisol, natural cortisones that are produced. And the second of all, you can kind of become addicted to it in the sense that apply it and the skin heals, but if you don't keep applying it, the skin breaks out again. So there's this ongoing usage, just the way, you know, we have a rebound effect if we use nasal sprays too often.
Yeah.
And third of all would be that it stops a person from looking deeper into what's causing the issue. Why do we have a break in the integrity of our skin? So our skin is like, it has a natural acid mantle. And mantle means like a cloak or protection. So even though we want our internal body to be alkaline, we want our skin to be acid. And that acid is a direct relationship, here we go back again, to what our internal body is producing. So if we can keep our minerals high and our alkalinity with inside our body fluids, inside the tissue, in the bloodstream, in the saliva and the body fluids, then the acids can actually be excreted on the outside surface. So in the winter time, when the humidity is dry, and a person exposes their hands outside to the cold, or they're in dishwater too often, that acid mantle is reduced. Mm. So one of the biggest things to take care of that again would be to be sure that you're taking enough fruits and vegetables, alkaline minerals. And that you pH balance your body. So, if, you know, the individuals that often will say, oh, in the wintertime I get cracks in the corner of my thumb.
Yep.
Yeah, and they're very painful, those cracks. They put Band-Aids on them and, you know, try to stay out of water. The cracks in the heels, the thinning of the hair, all has to do with the body getting enough minerals.
Mm.
Minerals run almost all of the enzymes and the repair of our cells and are very necessary for the integrity of our skin, nails, and hair. So it's an indication of an internal issue. If we just put a cream on it, I mean, it's fine to use creams on my skin in general most of the time is coconut oil.
Mm.
So doing something like that is quite fine. But as soon as we move to a very strong cortisone-like cream, either prescription or non-prescription, what we're doing is we're treating it in such a way that we're getting rid of the outside symptom, but not getting at what's really causing it. So we can almost look at those skin, nail, and hair issues as a sign that the body needs more minerals.
So what minerals do you recommend?
The key alkaline minerals are potassium, in this order of importance, potassium, magnesium, calcium, and sodium. Hmm. Now, we also need along with those minerals, because those minerals buffer the acids, which mean they neutralize them. We also need what's called little tiny buffering agents. And that's why it's so important to focus on foods. And those little tiny buffering agents are found high amounts in fruits and vegetables. And lemon has the highest concentration of the most of the key ones. And that's why I'm so fond of lemon. Using, I often will use a lemon aloe and mineral drink in the morning to help alkalize the body. And that is because the lemon not only provides the minerals, but it provides these other little buffering agents.
Nice. Rosemary, also this time of year, first of all, I just want to get, we were talking about the skin, but what about the hair and nails? Is there the things that people can take for that, or is it just the same, we're taking those minerals?
The minerals are important, balancing the pH, but if somebody was to come to me and say, okay, I'm willing to do that, I'm willing to, take my pH, up my fruits and vegetables, use alkalizing mineral drinks, but what else can I do? I would recommend that they use silica in the form of horsetail, a vegetal silica, because silica is a very important to keep the elasticity in both our bones, because we want bones that are not brittle, and we want them to, what I call, bounce, the way babies' bones do. So we know that's based on high amount of silica. Also, silica is what prevents the hair from breaking or splitting, the nails from splitting. But silica is a mineral, and it works in tandem with these other alkalizing minerals, the potassium, magnesium, calcium, and the sodium. Now, you notice I mentioned sodium, but it's on the low end. We need sodium. People who have an absolute sodium or salt-free diet can be in a bit of an imbalance as well. It's just that the potassium has to be much higher and the sodium on the low end. So balancing the pH and then using, for example, there's a product called UltraCell. Mm-hmm. There are a couple of different companies on the Canadian health food stores that have silica in them. Usually I recommend the form that comes from horsetail, a horsetail extract. Mm-hmm. And I've actually had men who have come in to see me who want to grow their beards because they're Santa Claus.
Oh, especially in November.
Yes. Somewhere at the end of the summer, they start thinking about their beards, and that's one thing that I would give them is a good...
Is there any combination products that you really like as well
for thinning hair? There's actually one that Prairie Naturals has that's called Hair Force, and I use that one myself. Mm-hmm. I noticed when I went through menopause some years ago now that my hair had a thinning. It was not coming out in clumps or anything like that, but that it was thinning. And I put myself on Hair Force, and I've been on it ever since.
And does it thicken up hair?
Thickens up hair.
Yeah, so people notice a difference?
It's really? Right, yes. The only kind of person that wouldn't notice a difference is if they have a condition that is autoimmune-based,
right,
which is it's an erratica. It's alopecia erratica, where you get the clumps of hair coming out.
Yeah.
What I would suggest for that is that individuals start working with their digestive system. And herein lies the combination between, getting those minerals in your body and having a healthy digestive system. Because often individuals with these types of skin-related or hair-related autoimmune diseases, as well as many other autoimmune diseases, have a sensitivity to foods like gluten. And so if they're eating gluten and having inflammation in their digestive tract, then often just taking a hair supplement won't do it. They also need to remove gluten, sometimes dairy from the diet, and heal the digestive tract.
Right. Now, in terms of, you mentioned for boosting up the immune system, are there other things that people can do, you know, to prevent themselves from getting colds and flus this time of year?
Mm-hmm. Well, colds and flu have been my main topic I've been speaking about since September. And the reason for that is that, again, in the natural health industry, we look at things very differently than the way a pharmaceutical-based industry would, where we're treating the symptoms of cold and flu by taking a drug. What I like to do is look at getting colds and flu as a symptom that the body's out of balance, and it's time to rebalance. So what are the main things? Obviously, the air is drier usually during cold and flu season. It's colder and drier, so we need to get extra hydration going on in our body. Also need warmth, because warmth or slight fever even can help the body release the toxins and the congestion that's built up. And third thing is rest. So getting proper sleep, hydrating the body, and keeping it warm. And that sounds like very simple, but most people don't do that. Or if they reach for something for colds and flu, if it's a drug, it's acidic, and it's just going to treat the symptoms. If it's a natural remedy, it can come in tablets, capsules, maybe in a syrup, but I like to see people having hot drinks, warmed, not like so hot that it's going to burn them, but tea temperature warming drinks. So my favorite is Citrus Soother, and that's because it both boosts the immune system, gives the hot honey, lemon, and ginger base, and provides the minerals and vitamins needed to reduce the duration of cold and flu.
Rosemary, we only have a couple minutes left, but I'm just wondering if you could just sum up what you've been talking about balancing, you know, the pH levels and, you know, talking about hair and nails and colds and flus finally.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that if we're working on keeping our alkaline minerals in our body high through having alkaline-forming foods, that that internal balance will show up by giving us healthy nails, hair, and skin. Those are the external signs. Another external sign that happens when our internal pH balance is on track is we have less colds and flu and less sore muscles, more able to handle stress as well as physical stress. So looking at one's pH can have many widespread advantages, and also in helping to heal the digestive tract. pH balancing does that to the digestive tract as well as internally keeping our internal body fluids and our body in that nice balance. So if people are interested, they can pick up their brochure on Morning Rise and Shine, which will talk more about the pH, or they can go to my website, because I have a whole section on pH balancing on my website.
And what's your website?
It's holistic with an H, -pharmacist.com.
Rosemary, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's been great having you.
Oh, it's been great to be with you, Dave. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. That's it for this week's show. I want to thank Garrett Perry, our producer. It's producers across the country that are making the show available to you. And thank you for listening. Have a great week.